Got to mention your connection now to ORU. The school was $55 million in debt. How did that story come to your attention, and how did you decide to offer help?
You have to understand, I didn't go to college, and I didn't know anybody over there, not a single soul at ORU. Had no connections, but we were just reading about it. They was talking about it possibly being just a huge warehouse facility, that it was going to close. That was what we were getting here. It was in the paper every day. There was lawsuits, and there was just a mess. And we knew that there was 3,000 young people that needed to be guided, and to have that law seemed to be just terrible. So I think that what had happened to me is just the Holy Spirit started dealing with me, and I really started grieving for these young men and women. I grieved for them at a point that doesn't even make sense for someone that had no connection. First, I said, what is it going to take? I didn't know anybody. I had a friend that knew Billy Joe, who is a pastor over there, and he's very connected. So I said, what would it take? You know, and they said, well, it'd take about $70 million because they had the $55 debt. So I came to our family, and I said, guys, we won't give any money with the present leadership. And then we said, but would you give $70 million to see if we can't do something over there? So it was on a Sunday, we sat down, and this is what it's going to take. You know, new leadership, we wanted a new board, we wanted the things that we wanted, and then so we presented it. First, I said, you got to talk to Oral Roberts, and so we talked to Oral Roberts.
So you went to his...
He was in Tulsa, because it was all crashing.
Okay.
So he came from California, because it was all coming apart.
So that meeting, he didn't know who he was talking to then.
No,
he
didn't know him, and never met him, and he didn't know us, and we just said, we will give the $70 million, but... we need a different board. Eventually, we said, well, you give us 8 names, and we'll take 4 of the ones that's on the present board, and then we will name the rest of the board. And that was also after Richard had resigned. So we saw there was a place for maybe coming in, because we felt like governance was the problem that we had to deal with. Then about 2 days later, he wanted us to fly out to see him. Oral did, so myself and my son-in-law and my 2 sons, we flew out to talk to him in his home, and we just basically told him what was on our mind, that we didn't want to change anything in terms of the vision that he had. So vision stays in place. We're Pentecostal. We don't want to make it any university for some organization or some denomination. There's nothing that we want to change, but we also would not get involved with it if he was not supportive, because he founded that. And without his support, it would be like, well, who's these guys? And it would not have gone well.
After you made your offer, then he had to do his homework to find out, well, who's this Green family?
Yeah. He was definitely checking on us. Someone said that he was in Tulsa after I visited him, and I didn't know this, and he was in one of our stores and one of our Hobby Lobbies and one of our Christian bookstores in Mardell. So he was viewing that, and we were viewing him. And
so his initial reaction to that first meeting was with some reservation, I suppose.
Yeah, he was stunned, I think. He had 3 or 4 of the people around him that was on the board that he had the most confidence, and they were there. One of them said, you know, if I was them, I'd ask the same thing. We went back and forth, but we knew we didn't have to compromise. We knew that, because if God would ask us to do something, there's no compromise. And the compromise that we didn't want to get involved with was we had to see that it had new management. Even though we put 4 of the regents in, there was a lot more that could have gone in that we had a lot of confidence in. But because of the perception in Tulsa, I think everybody was ready for a new group to come in. And so Mark, because of being in the movie business and because he knew so many people, he was well able to bring people in the same way we run this company. He brought great, great people in that knew about universities and governance and the math of a university. Mark has only had 1 year of college himself, so it was kind of strange for him to come in. We're not here about the power. If they don't elect him after 3 years, then that's fine with him. It's fine with us, because that's not what we're about. We cared about those kids. It's all about those kids.
Had you hired them? Did you know anything about ORU students working in your stores? They must have, no doubt.
I imagine we had them in Tulsa, but I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I just knew it was a Christian school, and God caused me to grieve. I mean, I grieved over those kids. And then after God asked us to do it, my testimony is, I told Barbara, I said, Barbara, and this is stupid, but I said, I'm mad at God. I'm really mad at God, because he's asking us to do this. And this isn't about $70 million. This is about a mess, you know. You get involved with, there's a lot of great people over there. Still, we knew that it wasn't running right. You're talking about what they needed today, but what about the fact that it was running $16 million in the hole every year? Okay, so now you're in there with something that's got a $16 million deficit every year. So we knew it wasn't just something you come in there and then, okay, it's okay after $70
million. And why were you mad at God?
Because he asked me to do it. Because I didn't want it. It was a big white elephant. Would you want a white elephant like that? Because here again, okay, he provided the $70 million. We had it. We didn't borrow it. We had it. But that's the easy part. God provided Mark, by the way, because I didn't have the time to do it. Mark, he had more time, but he still had his movie business and he still had his 35 stores. But he was available, and he's probably given 80% of his time for the last almost 2 years to ORU, and it is going to turn around. But it was like we thought, there's a lot of work to do in the accounting area and a lot of other areas. Phenomenal faculty, phenomenal students, but there's a lot of things to do. There was $55 million worth of delayed maintenance. The year before we took it, it lacked $16 million just breaking even. We knew that, so why wouldn't you be mad at God? He puts us in there, and he knows that our family, for some period of time, have to be responsible. We have to find a president. Now that we have the president, that a lot of responsibility shifts. I mean, he is the leader. Now we're just serving him.